It is all about their attitude. It's all about how they build relationship. For me personally, I could really care less about your technical skills. Unless you're coming to us with, say, a Fortinet NSE level 6, 7, or 8, then yeah, I'm wild about your skills. But the thing is, it's all about, are you trainable? Or do you come with the skill set? If you come with the skill set, wow, I'm super impressed.
Welcome to Security Cleared Jobs, Who's Hiring and How, the podcast for cleared professionals looking for new opportunities and career advice. We go behind the scenes with recruiters and hiring managers from leading cleared employers to uncover the information you need to make a smart career move. Get ready for insights from this week's guest and your hosts, Kathleen Smith and Rachel Bozeman.
I'm Ashley, your producer, and today I'm joined by a returning co-host, Bob Wheeler. Welcome back to the studio, Bob.
Hey, Ashley. I'm so excited to be here. And, you know, I'm also pumped because we got a great guest today. We got a 20-year Air Force veteran, and even better, also a guy named Bob. All the cool guys are named Bob. We just happen to be two. This Bob is a CEO of Innovation Solutions. So welcome, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that very much and appreciate Ashley and her tenacity.
Oh, well, thank you, Bob. And I'm happy to be here with both of these wonderful Bobs today. So on to our first question for you, Bob. I know that you're a veteran, you have retired several times, and then you founded Innovative Solutions, which is what we're really excited to talk about today. So what keeps you engaged and interested?
I thought, you know, if I'm going to have a company, we're going to do things differently. Sure, we'll do some of the traditional technologies, but other than the ones that I really, really like I like PeopleSoft. I mean, that is such a nice system. But we go out into the marketplace and we look, can we find a truly innovative type solution? And if we can, we partner with them. And if we cannot, we create it.
Awesome. Well, you know, Innovative Solutions, you guys, I know you got a lot of commercial contracts, but you're also doing some work in the security cleared community. Can you tell us a bit more about the security cleared stuff specifically? What kind of stuff is going on there?
Sure. We've done a lot of cyber work inside of the federal government, DHS, TSA, several others. We've done cyber work. And that is one of the biggest areas where we do need cleared resources at. But I also have a relationship with a retired Army general officer who runs his own company, and all he does is work in the federal space. So there's a lot of opportunity for people with clearances. And we just picked up a retired Army lieutenant colonel who has a TSSCI, which is what I got out of the Air Force in, but that's been, you know, a day or two. And it's a lot of fun so far. I've told my wife the day it's not fun is the day I'm done.
There you go. I like it.
Yeah, sounds like a great plan. So, Bob, your cleared work is done through a partnership that you have as part of the SBA's Mentor Protégé program. Do you want to explain how that works for our cleared listeners?
So we had some difficulty breaking into the federal space, not about the products that we bring, but just past performance. And so I started to try to find somebody that I could work with and that could work with me. And I found this retired general who has a company here in Colorado Springs. And we've done some marvelous things together over the last year. And then he asked me, Bob, how about you get your mentor protege and get your hub zone? And I'm like, okay, what do we have to do? Because honestly, I'd heard of hub zone, but I'd never heard of the MPA program before. So we put the forms together, we submitted them to the SBA, and voila, we have a mentor-protege agreement. And so what that does is that gives us a very close relationship. He has graciously given me an office, and we've done a lot of really cool things together. And I'm looking forward to that relationship growing and fulfilling the vision that I have, and that's in buying a 10,000-square-foot house on the beach in Santa Barbara, California.
All right. Well, everybody wants to have a nice place at the beach, especially you know, when you're stuck in Colorado right now in the middle of wintertime. But when we talk about Innovative Solutions, you know, you mentioned briefly that you guys do some cyber stuff and things like that, but you know, a little bit more specifically, what kind of cleared positions or skill sets do you have positions for? What kind of people would you be looking to talk to in the future?
We have such a diverse platform of things that we do. all the way from a fully managed HR solution to deep expertise in PeopleSoft. And a lot of that comes from, you know, my 18 and a half years at Oracle. We are working on our CMMC, and we have a solution for that as well, which can get you your policies and procedures, your POAM, and your security documents in about a day and a half. And at a price of about $7,000, which you think about it, I've had companies that have paid $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 just to get that far and didn't get hardly anything for it. We have an analytics solution that is, honestly, it's just mind-blowing when you come from looking at the big guys offer like IBM, for example, and Oracle, and we're killing them as far as on the analytics side. Our solution is, you know, for those of you out there that are technical in nature and understand a traditional data warehouse, ours has no ETLs, no data modeling, provides 100% access to 100% of your data, has built-in artificial intelligence and machine learning from the Apache Foundation, and has a very elegant visualization tool built on the end, but we can certainly connect that to Power BI, MicroStrategy, Tableau, whatever you want to connect it to. As long as it's got a Postgres connection, we can connect it. The other thing that we've just recently kind of exploring how we get this relationship even farther and farther along is we have a business relationship with a company called TD SYNNEX. TD SYNNEX is this very small $60 billion a year company. And that put us on the map as far as Google Cloud Platform, which we've done a couple of implementations for. We can sell anything Microsoft, anything AWS, and yes, unfortunately, anything Oracle. I do believe in the database. I will tell you, I like the Oracle database. I think that there's not anything better on the market currently. I like PeopleSoft a lot, and there's good reasons for that. And for smaller companies that, you know, they need an ERP system, but they're not ready for, you know, a behemoth like PeopleSoft, we've done a lot of NetSuite implementations as well.
Wow. That's a pretty good kind of broad group there. You got the HR solutions, the PeopleSoft type stuff. Are all these positions, are they located in Colorado where you're at? Are they located, you know, all over the place? What kind of locations are you looking at for these things?
Oh, they're literally all over the federal government. We've got clients from Hawaii to Alaska to DC. We have offices, of course, in Colorado where we're headquartered, but we have an office in California, in New York, Pennsylvania, and in Texas.
And Bob, I hear you're a Fortinet fan when it comes to things like endpoint security, firewalls, or intrusion detection systems. And I think you have a good analogy. You might have said before, it's like a single pane of glass. And that might be a good way to explain it for non-technical folks. Do you want to explain what you meant by that?
Sure. We have done some Cisco work, and that was kind of our first introduction to the cyber area. I brought in three Cisco certified experts, and we did manage to fix the issues that this client had in their headquarters in Denver and then five different areas. But what I saw was just this hodgepodge of cyber products. I to the place where I just call them, it's a cyber. And what I learned at that first job was all of the external APIs that are existent in a solution like that. Let's say, for example, you want a zero trust solution. If you're on the Cisco side, you're going to have to buy two or three other products. If you're on the Fortinet side, you buy one solution. The problem comes along with these companies that are creating like great individual cyber solutions, right? But it's a niche. And then you add that to your existing solution, but those solutions don't talk to one another. So you have to create these application programming interfaces, which is, oh, by the way, the number one attack vector for cyber criminals. So it's almost like you're inviting them to come and hack you. With Fortinet, there are no external APIs. They create what they call a net over your entire company, whether that is, you know, a small company like ours. I run a Fortinet ADF firewall in our company, or you are a mega global client. We can still put an entire net over your organization and protect you, whether it's from endpoints or a SOAR or you know, you need like what DHS did. They just needed to put a stop to all of the successful cyber attacks, even though they had a what's called a honeypot. They had that set up. But, you know, and all we did was simply put a very large Fortinet firewall in place. And that was the end of them.
So if somebody did want to work for Innovative Solutions, you obviously, you're a technical guy. You know a lot about what's going on. What can a candidate do to impress you? Like when it gets to the interview stage, are there things that, is it just the attitude? Is it how technical they are? You know, what is it that at the end of the interview makes you think, man, we need to hire that person?
It is all about their attitude. It's all about how they build relationships. For me personally, I could really care less about your technical skills. Unless you're coming to us with, say, a Fortinet NSE level, you know, 6, 7, or 8, then yeah, I'm wild about your skills. But the thing is, you want to learn cyber? We can teach that to you. Fortinet has free programs. I mean, you got to go through a partner, but I can hook you up with free programs. One of my Cisco buddies, who's been doing Cisco for 25 years, is now going through the Fortinet training. You want to learn how to do analytics and have a, you know, something that you can do? Well, you know, we've got a vendor that does free training for that too. You got to go through a partner, but it's all free training. But yeah, you got to go out and do it. And it's all about, are you trainable or do you come with the skill set? If you come with the skill set, wow, I'm super impressed.
Great. Well, what else impresses you, Bob? Are there any particular characteristics you're looking for in candidates?
One of the things I learned as a first sergeant is all of the issues that a person has when they're working with somebody fall into two buckets. It's either a will or it's a skill. If it's a will, there's the door. But if it is a skill, I can teach you a skill. The technical skills are at the bottom end of that list. Integrity, honesty, and loyalty are at the top of the list. If I get any sense that you don't have those three characteristics, I don't care how deep your expertise is, I can't trust you. I'm putting my customer in your hands. And I spent my last 9 years in the Air Force as a first sergeant. So I got zero tolerance if you are not ethical or honest.
Yeah, understandably so. That's a great reminder, Bob. Well, anything else that you'd like to share about the work that you're doing and maybe how one of our listeners might fit in at Innovative Solutions?
If you want to come to a place where we make a difference to our clients, we get in, we fix the problem, and we get out. Now, yeah, there's places where we have, quote, butts in seats, and they're there long term, but our data warehouse solution takes literally 15 minutes to implement. Now, that's implemented. Now we've got to, you know, write all the analytics and the dashboards and reports, and that might take anywhere from 6 to 24 weeks, depending on the client. So a lot of times what we get is people that will come to us that says, hey, I just came off of a 5-year contract and the next one's not starting for a year and a half. You know, we can fill that void for you if you want to.
That's great. Sounds like you have opportunities for people to come on long term and also, like you said, to fill that void in the interim. So that's really cool. Thanks for sharing that info.
Just quickly as we wrap up, we have a relationship with a company who has built a solution that is DoD approved to swap data between the NipperNet and the CipherNet, which is like unheard of.
I can vouch for that. You're right. That is unheard of. That could be a very valuable tool.
Yeah. Well, we're working on like 4 opportunities right now, and that will absolutely, any of those will require somebody with a minimum of a secret. And one of those that we're working with right now is DISA. And if you want to work on that project, that is a TSSCI requirement. And then we got another solution that basically takes unstructured data, videos, cameras, photographs, it doesn't matter, runs that through their system, creates relationships, as I'll call it. You know, if you're technical, it's a join, but creates a relationship and then dumps that into a Microsoft SQL database. Now, just think about that for a minute. Let's say you're hunting terrorists, as I did in 2 trips to the desert, and you get drone footage and you're hunting somebody and you got a picture in front of you and you're looking through hours and hours and hours of video. Now, what if we could take that, dump that data into an analytics platform, have you write a couple of very simple queries and figure out, oh, look, Johnny Terrorist has been here for 5 times and they've all been on Thursdays and they've all been after 6 o'clock. That kind of simplifies targeting, doesn't it?
Yes, I'd say so. And you really painted some great pictures for us today with your examples. And I'm sure folks will be eager to get in touch with you. So what's the best way they can reach you, Bob?
Send me an email. That's really the best way. It's my first name, dot last name, Robert.Hereford, H-E-R-I-F-O-R-D, at I-N-N, that's India Nancy Nancy, a dash, S-O-L-S, Sam Oscar Lima Sam, .com.
Thanks for joining us today, man. This was a really great conversation, and I just really enjoyed learning about what you've got going on there at Innovative Solutions, and just also some of the stuff, the industry knowledge you had, I think was just really great. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for your time, and Ashley and Bob, thank you for your patience with me. It's there's another thing. Have patience with me. That'll get you a job.
Love it. Where to begin? Oh, wow. Our chat with Bob Hereford was jam-packed today. I mean, it was exciting to dive into the technology and really understand what Bob's world looks like over at Innovative Solutions. And I'll admit, he talked about a lot of things today that I've never heard of before. But, you know, walking away, I feel more informed from our conversation. And he really knows his stuff when it comes to the technical side of things going on there, for sure. What about you, Bob? What did you think?
Yeah, I agree with you, Ashley. He really does know his stuff, and you could hear it coming through in his voice when he started to talk about different things in cyber and single pane things and how passionate he is about his job in the industry. But what I really took away on top of that was to be trainable, because he's like, I can teach you to do stuff. And I think sometimes job seekers don't really understand that. They feel like if I don't have what I'm looking for, it's a dead end. But if you have a good relationship, then you've got a lot more opportunities, especially with Bob Hereford there.
That's true. I agree. Well, thank you to all of our listeners today who stuck around with us till the very end of the podcast. We'd appreciate it if you'd leave a review, follow us, tell your friends about us, and until next time, bye-bye.